This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Dawn Maloney. She's here to tell us more about the current exhibit on display at the Time Gallery at the Clock Tower Place in the East Peoria Levee District. The exhibit is a collection of Roland Johnson mosaic Christmas cards. Dawn, welcome to Out and About.
Hello.
Now, people might not normally think of Christmas cards as being a source for an art exhibit, but these are not your typical Christmas cards. Can you tell us a little bit more about them?
They're not typical at all. They're 12 by 12 or 10 by 20 sized Christmas cards that people got in the mail from Roland Johnson. And he started out with a small list of Christmas cards and ended up with like 2,400 a year that were going worldwide.
Do we know what his motivation was, what his inspiration was, why he started creating and distributing these, you know, very elaborate and very large cards?
I personally don't know. Mm-hmm. I just am the curator at the gallery and acquired the pictures to hang, and I've done a little bit of my own research, but I didn't personally know him or unfortunately wasn't able to ask him those questions.
So, Dawn, tell us a little bit about the process that Roland would use to create these beautiful pieces of artwork.
Well, screen printing is how he did his mosaics. And a screen print is done with a frame that has an emulsion put on it to fill the holes of a screen. If you think of a screen door or a window on your house with a screen on it, filling all those holes and leaving a few open holes for ink to go through. A much smaller scale, more like a fabric or silk. It's sometimes called silk screen printing. And the paint would be pulled across that screen, and the paint would go through those little holes onto the paper below. And he did this for every color that was on one of these mosaics. So if you had blue colors, and you had from light blue to dark blue, he had a different screen for every color. And there are dozens of colors in these mosaics. They're very colorful. So he had dozens and dozens of screens. And I just can't imagine doing that for 2,400 pieces of artwork.
And this is something where he would have to do that process for every single card that he created.
For every single card that he creates. And I did read that he had to stop at 2,400 because he didn't have any more room to store them. And I just can't imagine.
And so one thing we should point out is that not only does he have to do a separate pass for every single color that's in the palette of the piece, but he also has to cut those screens in such a way that you know, that there are no gaps and there are no overlaps. So it's a very, you know, it's a very meticulous and demanding process just to create the filters.
Yeah, exactly. On the filter that it goes across, and he has to let all these paintings dry in between each color, because you can't go laying another one on a wet surface, or you're going to be picking up paint off your previous piece. So I think he must have had to start in January to get them done for the next year.
Now, you are putting on display the collection of these that came from one particular person. Tell us about that.
Phyllis Dittmer is the person who owned the collection, and she passed away, and her son, Bob Dittmer, is CFO at the bank, and he showed us a collection, and we saw it, and we just thought, you know, these need to be shown, and especially at the holidays. They are all a Christian theme with Mary and Joseph and the Christ child. There are no Santa Clauses or reindeer or anything like that. They're just beautiful. And we wanted to show his collection off, and we decided to go ahead and show it for the month of December. We may carry it into January. We have another show coming in on January 5th, but if there's enough room, we're going to leave both shows up, since we have had a nice reception of people coming through to see the Roland Johnson cards.
How many of these cards are there? You said that Roland Johnson would create a new one every year. So what are the approximate, like, when did he start? When did he stop?
He started in the 60s, and I'm not sure if he ended in 2000 or just exactly what year he ended. We have about 33 of them, and we feel like we have a fairly complete collection, but I don't know where to match it up and actually say that we do have the complete collection.
What is it about these cards that makes them so distinctive? Is it the size, the technique? What strikes you most about this collection?
I think the size, the fact that he did this for so many years, and the quality of the work, the quality of these cards is amazing. And sending them all over the world for years on end, and I would think, postage is more expensive now than it was then, but just the expense of doing this and treating the community to such a treasure of art. It was a different style of art than what a lot of us do, but it's beautiful artwork that Peoria has, and it just needs to be cherished.
And if people are interested in learning more about the gallery and checking out your exhibits later in the year, what's the best way for folks to find you?
We have a Facebook page. We're on Facebook. And that's the only place at this point where we're found. They can call MCB and ask about the gallery, and they'd be able to direct you to me. I'm partially retired, so I don't spend a lot of time at the bank, but I do get back to you, and they take the information and contact me. The gallery is available for many artists to use if there's somebody that's interested in having a show. I am pretty well booked for 2018, but we have openings, and it's a good place for young artists to have a showing of their art and get their feet wet on the gallery scene. They get to have the gallery to themselves or with a friend or a couple of friends and have an opening event, maybe a Saturday morning, have 9 to noon is what the hours are on Saturday, but they can come in and have all their friends come in and see their artwork, spend some time there at the gallery, and get that feeling of what it would be like to have your own gallery and do their own marketing. They get to take that step into the marketing world. I do give them some tips and some names and addresses of places that they can send their news releases, but other than that, they're pretty much doing their own thing.
We've been talking with Dawn Maloney from the Time Gallery. Their current exhibit features the Mosaic Christmas Card Collection of Roland Johnson. The exhibit continues through next Friday. Dawn, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And tonight at the Contemporary Arts Center, the Live at the Five spot will feature the Latin jazz pop music of Bernie Salguero and the Patio Daddios. The performance starts at 5:30 p.m. For more information, visit peoriacac.org. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio on our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.